A lot of that sand was just put down like an ocean city in along here, and now it's gone.
Don, you know, I know I sound like a broken record here also. Like, and I don't want people like, well, Levinson's a know-it-all. He thinks he knows. You know, if they could have, if they put up jetties like they did in Brigantine, Don, it would have been more expensive to begin with than, the, you know, pumping in all that sand and the, but it works. You know, John Rogge years ago was your mayor. You remember Mayor Rogge? And for whatever his reasons were, he read something about jetties, and they put jetties in Brigantine every 6 or 8 blocks. They're still working, and they're still working extraordinarily well. They've worked just about every place. And, you know, you put the dunes up, you pump the sand in, and it's an activity in futility. You know, the storms come, and they just wash it right away.
And that's money. That's money floating out there.
It sure is. Somebody said they wanted to visit the beaches in Atlantic City, so they went to Wildwood. You know, it just
that's
washes
true.
Away. You know, look at Wildwood. Holy cow, you got to put your dog in a kennel to get from the boardwalk to the ocean.
Yeah, you need a beach buggy to get out to the ocean. Or a camel. Who was
right.
it? I think Jay Lamont said you had to have a camel and a Bedouin guide to find the water.
it keeps growing and growing. So, you know, Don, it's Mother Nature. And throughout history, Mother Nature has always won. But there are ways it can be done. It is expensive. If you take a look at the Dutch, I mean, I think a third of their land or more has been reclaimed from the ocean, and it's worked and worked extraordinarily well.
So, got to go. So we thank you for coming to the phone this morning, County Executive, and have a good day, sir.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you very much, sir. That's Denny Levinson, Atlantic County Chief Executive.